The world's most intractable problems don't need more technology. They need better design. When Tim Brown introduced design thinking to the business world, he wasn't just proposing a methodology, but a revolution in problem solving. What if, instead of starting with technical specifications or profit margins, we began by deeply understanding the people we're designing for? This radical yet simple idea has transformed industries from healthcare to finance and influenced organizations from Apple to government agencies. In an era increasingly dominated by artificial intelligence and automation, Brown's emphasis on human needs, empathy, and creative collaboration feels more vital than ever. Design thinking balances what's technically possible with what's financially viable and, most importantly, what people actually need and desire. It's about making the designer's toolkit accessible to everyone, tapping into our innate creative capacities while complementing analytical thinking. Design thinking isn't a linear checklist, but a dynamic system of overlapping spaces: inspiration, identifying opportunities, ideation, generating and testing ideas, and implementation, bringing solutions to market. Consider how this played out at Shimano, a bicycle component manufacturer facing flattening growth. Rather than obsessing over technical specifications, their team discovered why 90% of American adults don't cycle. Intimidating retail experiences, bewildering complexity, and maintenance challenges. This insight led to the coasting concept, bikes designed for pleasure rather than sport, with automatic transmission and minimal maintenance. The project extended beyond physical products to include retail strategies and community engagement. What makes this approach powerful is its embrace of constraints and unexpected discoveries. While seemingly chaotic to outsiders, this iterative process helps teams avoid unproductive paths. The best solutions emerge at the intersection of three constraints: feasibility, what's technically possible; viability, what's sustainable as a business; and desirability, what resonates with people. By cycling through periods of divergent thinking, creating options, and convergent thinking, making choices, teams can navigate complex challenges while maintaining focus on human needs. Modern design challenges require interdisciplinary collaboration, not lone geniuses. Effective team members should be T-shaped, deep expertise in their specialty, combined with the ability to collaborate across disciplines. This creates truly interdisciplinary teams rather than siloed specialists negotiating competing interests. The physical environment is crucial. Creative cultures need spaces for experimentation and risk-taking. Project rooms with visible research materials, photos, storyboards, and prototypes help identify patterns and encourage synthesis. Organizations must foster cultures that permit failure and reward success, avoiding the trap of isolating creative types from others. Team size should evolve with the project. Small, focused teams establish direction during inspiration, while larger teams join for implementation, as demonstrated by the Mazda Miata's development process. The key challenge is maintaining small team efficiency while addressing complex system-level issues. The most powerful insights emerge from observing people's actual behaviors rather than focus groups or surveys. Jane Fulton Surrey's thoughtless acts, like shopkeepers using hammers as doorstops, reveal unmet needs people might not articulate themselves. Design teams conduct fieldwork by watching and listening to potential users, focusing not just on mainstream consumers, but also extreme users who interact with products differently. These edge cases often yield unexpected insights. Prototyping makes ideas tangible quickly, allowing teams to evaluate and refine solutions. Early prototypes should be rough and inexpensive, like IDEO's first Apple mouse prototype made from a deodorant ball and butter dish. The more polished a prototype appears, the less open to criticism its creators become. This approach extends beyond physical products to services and experiences. For example, TownPlace Suites by Marriott built foam core mock-ups of hotel lobbies where stakeholders could experience and refine service concepts through role-playing. Today's consumers seek emotionally satisfying experiences beyond just reliable performance. United Airlines' premium service between San Francisco and New York exemplifies this by creating a social atmosphere that resonates with passengers' emotions. Daniel Pink notes that once basic needs are met, people prefer active participation over passive consumption. While the Industrial Revolution brought standardized products, it made consumers passive. Now we're returning to active engagement, from playing music at home pre-recording era to passive radio listening, and now creating music through digital tools. Experience brands engage customers comprehensively. Whole Foods Market encourages customers to linger, sample products, and cook in-store. The Mayo Clinic's Spark Innovation Program shows how experience design extends to healthcare, uniting designers, strategists, medical professionals, and patients to enhance care experiences. Successful design builds on existing behaviors rather than forcing change. Bank of America's Keep the Change program demonstrates this by automatically rounding up debit purchases to savings, attracting 2.5 million customers in its first year by leveraging existing spending habits. Why do some brilliant innovations languish while others transform industries? Often, the difference lies in storytelling. Hakuhodo's Cool Biz campaign for Japan's Ministry of Environment achieved remarkable success in changing business attire norms to reduce energy consumption. Rather than using traditional advertising, they generated conversation through events like a fashion show featuring CEOs and the Prime Minister in casual business attire. Within 3 years, 25,000 businesses adopted the practice. More good ideas die within organizations than in the marketplace. Innovations often threaten the status quo, potentially cannibalizing previous successes and presenting managers with unknown risks. Compelling stories help navigate these treacherous organizational waters by creating narratives about how ideas satisfy powerful needs. When IDEO helped Snap-on tell a new story about computerized diagnostic tools, they created an immersive experience that moved the marketing VP to tears, delivering the emotional punch needed to drive organizational change. For ideas that survive the organizational gauntlet, storytelling becomes crucial for communicating value to potential customers. Design challenges, structured competitions where rival teams tackle a single problem, generate extraordinary results while creating compelling narratives. Design thinking's most powerful applications lie in addressing humanity's greatest challenges. Today's innovators tackle problems that improve lives in extreme need, not just from altruism, but because these represent innovation's ultimate frontiers. IDEO's work on microfinance in East Africa for Hewlett-Packard shows how extreme constraints drive innovation. Their universal remote transaction device combines simple electronics with paper interfaces, adaptable to different languages, drawing inspiration from toy design rather than consumer electronics. India's Aravind Eye Hospital demonstrates design thinking under constraints. Founded in 1976, it provides affordable eye care through assembly line operations and in-house lens manufacturing. Their subsidiary, Arolab, exports lenses globally at reduced costs. The hospital performs over 250,000 surgeries yearly, with one-third receiving free care. Design thinking transcends products and business. It's a life philosophy. Rather than simply planning or drifting through life, we can design it like a prototype, experimenting, discovering, and creating tangible outcomes. Success comes from impact, not wealth. By embracing empathy, experimentation, storytelling, and collaboration, we can design better lives and a better world.